It has been horrendous, especially over kitten season. It's really ramped up, I think, over the last 3, 4 months with the amount of pregnant females that are out there and cats, mums giving birth to kittens. It's all around like southeast and southwest areas. That's what we're hearing, being in Byfleet. Obviously, there are other situations, obviously in London and across, across the UK. But the ones that we're picking up or noticing is around those areas like Surbiton, Wimbledon, Coleshorton, Croydon, Sutton, and then around the other side by Heathrow, where you're getting into Staines, Stanwell, Uxbridge, Hounslow, all around there. I think what is happening is that it's to do with one, lack of education, and two, I think it's to do with, well, I believe, because I've got some data, is to do with probably council housing. I don't want to kind of pigeonhole everyone in the same box and say it's everyone, but I do believe it's a minority of people that are not neutering their cats, and then they're being moved on to maybe different home housing associations. And what they're doing is they're just leaving their cats behind that are heavily pregnant. And there's obviously the cost of living as well on top of that, where people just cannot afford the vet bills.
You say that you've had 90 cats or more than 90 cats and kittens in your care last month. What do you usually take in and what's your usual capacity?
So our capacity was around about 30, 35 at the beginning of the year. That's what we could personally cope with as a charity because we do not have premises and we all work full time. So this is all in our spare time. We started seeing a massive surge of more vulnerable cats being outside and being surrendered or being trapped by trappers. And what was happening was the smaller rescues, independent rescues around the London areas, they were becoming full. So it was seeping into our area. So then we put a strategy in place to kind of get some more fosterers on to get the most vulnerable in. And then, so we put it up to 55. Then we just removed the cat. We had space around in our area. And then what we did is we were just like, right, we're just going to get in as many as we possibly can. And it literally doubled over a course of like 2 weeks. Because obviously, when you bring the mum in and then she has litters, some of them are having litters of 6 to 8 kittens. And, that's how quickly it can explode.
Do you think we should be perhaps keeping our animals in at night so they're not wandering? And is there something that a cat owner can do?
Right. So, first of all, you need to microchip your cat.
I mean, do you think people are doing that?
They are not microchipping their cats because what's happening is in the summer months and during the breeding season, the cats are starting to roam. So if they're unneutered, especially males, they'll start roaming around and going further and further and then obviously creating unwanted litters. So by not microchipping them and by not neutering them, you're causing a problem because we're being called out and saying there's a stray cat. We go and check it for a microchip. It's not microchipped. We look, it's either if it's a female, she's pregnant, or you can see that the male hasn't been neutered. Then you've got the task of one, trying to get the cat in, find out who the owner is. We have a legal obligation of 7 days. If we see a cat, then we can't just take it in. We have to try and find the owner first of all. Half the time, nobody comes forward. So at that point, you're going, okay, right, is the cat in a safe area? If it's a male, we sometimes TNR, which is called trap, neuter, and return. So we neuter the male and we return it to the place because sometimes they can't be homed if they've gone too far. But the majority of cats are domesticated, you can tell because they're very friendly. With the females, when they have kittens, because socialization is key up to like 6 to 8 weeks, the minute they are unsocialized, it's so hard to get them socialized again. And that puts pressure on the rescues because you end up having to be in the rescue a lot longer while you try and domesticate them and try and get them into a new home. So back to what we were saying, microchipping your cat is law. neutering is not your law, is not the law, but there is a petition going around at the moment because we really, all the rescues have kind of got together around the country now. And there is a petition that's got 13,000 signatures on it and needs 100,000. But the government and the councils and the local MPs, whoever it is, they need to start enforcing neutering. And the housing associations, if they have families coming in and, you know, there's a pet that's coming in, they need to start saying to the owners, like, can you show proof that you've neutered this cat? Because this is how it is escalating. With regards to roaming at night, I've always kept my cats in at night, like yourself. As soon as it gets dark, I would be getting the cats in, because that's when they hunt at night. Again, you're protecting the wildlife, but you're protecting them as well, because most road traffic accidents happen about, I think there was a stat around 77%, probably about a couple of years ago, that most RTAs on cats happen at night. Obviously, if you do hit a cat, people get a little bit freaked out and they don't know where to take the cat to, or the cat kind of runs off because they get dazed. Whereas sometimes a road traffic accident, you can save a cat's life, but again, you might hit the cat, you try and scan it or get it to the vets, it's not microchipped. So for me, I keep my cats in at night. As soon as it's dark, they are in and they are safe, and then they can't get into any trouble.
I mean, it sounds like common sense to me for the government to pass a law saying if you're going to have an animal, yes, same with dogs, neuter them.
Yes.
Why do you think they haven't taken this step so far?
I have absolutely no idea. I think obviously dogs are not free roaming animals, whereas cats are, but they need to start implementing it. I think a few years ago, they were offering vouchers to independent rescues. Us independent rescues are working with independent vets, but we're still paying, you know, 50, 60, 70 pound for a neuter on a cat. We're not getting any help from anyone, basically.
I can't tell you the countless times I see on Facebook groups, oh, my cat, he goes into other people's houses, but yes, that's just the way he is. Do you think it's because people have this notion in their head that they don't have with dogs, that cats are wanderers and they will go anywhere, and if they resurface after a couple of days, that's fine? Do you think that's part of the reason people think cats will be cats? It's in their nature to wander and they don't feel that much ownership over them.
Yes, that's why people get cats, I think, over dogs, because they don't need as much, not care, but they're more independent as opposed to a dog. You can't really train a cat as much. Obviously, certain breeds have certain temperaments which are easily managed. But yeah, I think people are like, that's my cat, that's what it's going to do, it's going to wander. But the wandering, I will be honest with you, is they roam more when they're not neutered.
I know that tomcats, if they're not neutered, they will get into more fights.
They'll get into more fights. And there's also, they can pass on diseases like FIV and FeLV because they're biting into the skin. And if they've got it, then if they bite into, say if they're mating with a female, they bite into the female, they give the female FeLV, she gets pregnant. Okay, then all of those kittens, their life expectancy is not great, basically. It's so irresponsible not to neuter your cat. And like you say as well, there can be the fighting as well. Now, if your cat is unneutered and a neighbour has got a cat that's neutered, you know, and the cat that isn't neutered then goes and attacks them, but who pays for the vet bill? The person whose cat is neutered, you know,
of
because
course,
that's the one that sustained the injury, because the unneutered cat is obviously protecting its territory.
Do you know how much it costs you? Maybe a week is too hard, but a month to run the centre?
So at the moment, our vet bills are probably around about between £5,000 and £8,000 a month at the moment. We're lucky we use independent vets. If you've got a healthy cat like a kitten, you're looking around £250 for full vaccinations, neutering and microchipping. We now do our own microchipping to cut costs, but obviously the health checks. But however, not all the cats that come in that we rescue are healthy. We have one kitten at the moment that has got a fluid pouch on her spine, which is stopping the messages going to her brain. So there's she having trouble with going to the toilet, she's leaking urine, she wants to go to the litter tray. We've done an MRI on her. We found out exactly what's going on. And that's costing around £5,000-6,000. This is like a very extreme, but there's so much like that. And that's just medical. That's not to do with the food donations that we have to get the public to donate to us. As you can imagine, we've got 90 cats. The amount of food that we're going through at the moment is just unbelievable. I have got a couple of guys working on some grants for me, because what I'm trying to do is get some catios built in some of our foster houses, which will act as a pit stop, so we can get more cats in, get them quickly health checked and get them neutered, and then work on like what their behaviour is. And if they show some positive behaviour, then we will move them into the house. But we're flat out at the moment. And, you know, as I said, we're all volunteering. We're all doing this in the evenings and at the weekends. So I've not really seen, you know, I haven't had much time with my family, with my friends. My phone is always on. I'm always being called. I can never relax. Obviously, I wanted to do this because I wanted to help cats. But this is unsustainable, what is happening. And I do not believe the government or the local councils or the MPs, I do not know why nobody's coming forward. Nobody's helping us.
So for people listening and they're thinking, I want to help, is there a way that people, apart from signing the petition and lobbying their MP and their councillors, what can people do if they're, I mean, do you need more foster carers?
We do need some more foster carers in the around. Obviously, we're based in Byfleet, but we cover quite a vast area around Surrey at the moment. We also need, you know, I am going to say we need financial donations. Of course we do. You know, with the amount of cats that are coming in, you know, we're trying to get the medical support and stuff like that. Another thing that the public can do is if they do see a stray cat, it's so easy to pick up the phone and go, can you come and get this cat? We can't react that quickly. What we need the public to do is to monitor the cat, put a paper collar on the cat, post the cat up on social media, try and reunite the cat with the owner, unless they know 100% the cat has been abandoned and left. If it has, then what we do, we ask again, can you just keep feeding it, keep a food source going for it, and we will try and get it in. But we used to react very, very quickly. When there's an emergency, we can get a cat in. But at the moment, I'm monitoring probably about 10 to 15 cats in the area, which are going to be outside during the winter months. This is why I need these catios built, because I've got to get them in, you know.
I see all the time on social media people posting about cats. They say, contact Byfleet Rescue. And I'm thinking, is that helpful?
It is, because if they want advice, yeah. I mean, we try and answer everyone. But at the moment, we're struggling. Like, we're really, really struggling, because obviously with August and people going on holiday, and a lot of the people that we would be doing viewing calls and people that wanted to adopt, they obviously weren't taking cats in. So our adoptions have kind of gone up a bit. But remember, our fosterers need holidays. Some of us have gone on holidays as well. And so we're a bit light. So it was really, really intense. Got a really good team of Colleen and Lindsay who are doing the they do the adoptions, and Colleen does the foster caring. Jen does all of the food delivery. So we actually have transport people who actually meet up in Byfleet. We do it every 2 weeks. If you want to get involved in that and just once every 2 weeks, just going to deliver to some people's houses the food that they need, because we have a storage at Big Yellow Storage in Byfleet. On that, we obviously need people to obviously educate other people as well, and just say to them, look, you know, you need to neuter your cat. Some people don't believe in it. They'll be like, oh, she just needs to have one litter, it's good for them. The thing is, a female cat can get pregnant a kitten can get pregnant 4.5 months. It's that easy. That's how quickly they can mature. And we've had young cats come in giving birth, and they were probably about 7-8 months old. They were only kittens themselves.
When a kitten has a kitten, do they lack mothering skills?
It depends, really, to be fair with you. Some are pretty good. Some just freak out. They completely disregard the kittens, especially feral mums. They will probably, and it's going to sound awful to if you put the viewers, they will eat eat the kittens because they don't know what to do with them, or they're frightened, or they're in shock, or if the kittens have got anything wrong with them, what they'll do is they'll eat the kittens to keep the other predators away so they don't come and get to the healthy kittens. I mean, we've brought in two pregnant mums recently that have really struggled with their births. Her birth canal was so small that she couldn't pass her kittens. She had to have an emergency C-section. She had three kittens. Two passed away, but one we were able to save. And then there was Tala, who had six kittens, and she was in such shock. She was panting. It was horrible for the fosterer to see her like that, because we didn't know what was happening to her, but her body wasn't developed enough, and she was putting her life on the line to feed her six kittens. I mean, how unbelievable is that? But it was so avoidable.